us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
It's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner, fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's on 101.9, 100.5, 1450, WGNSSports.com, and Big G TV.
Yes, this week, congrats on that.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, that
always good to break the ice. Isn't it?
Yeah. You know that first one can always be tough, and did it early on, which is a good thing. So, kind of tell us about Chris Lawson, where you came from, and how you landed at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Well, I grew up in Columbia, Tennessee. My dad was high school basketball coach at a small 1A school there in Murray County. His entire career, same school, which is almost unheard of now, but it was Hampshire High School. So I graduated. I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity to play college basketball in the NAIA level. Graduated from Martin Methodist, which is now UT Southern, and really wanted to do something different other than coaching. I was looking at something medical field, something like that, and I got a phone call for a teaching position and an assistant coach at Columbia Central right after I graduated, and decided to take it because it was much better income and situation at the time than anything else that I had or had ever had at that age. So once I got into coaching, it was just, I loved it. I didn't want to do anything else, and felt like I related well to players and students and that kind of thing. And so I believe this is year 20. It quick. I spent 6 years at Columbia. We moved to North Alabama in the Huntsville area. I was at Hazel Green High School for a year as an assistant coach. When took a job at Madison County High School, was there for 7 years as an assistant coach. And I always say, like I always tell people who ask, I'm so thankful for all those years as an assistant and to be able to work for different head coaches, because I feel like I got a glimpse of different styles of you know, different environments and all of that. And, you know, I'm not perfect by any means, but the experience side of things I felt like really helped me. So we moved back 6 years ago into this area. I took the head job at Cascade, spent 5 years there. Had a pretty good run there. Cascade's a special place. Enjoyed them. Private sector, I feel like, you know, is growing tremendously, especially in Tennessee and in Middle Tennessee specifically. I knew immediately when MTCS opened up that was something that I was interested in. Here we are.
Yeah. You must know Davey McLaren at Eagleville pretty well then, if you were at Cascade.
I do. Saw him last night. I went and watched Cascade their home opener against Eagleville, and Eagleville's got a really, really good team. I think they're a strong favorite to be in the state tournament, and you know, who knows, they could end up winning the whole thing this year. He's got a really nice team.
Yeah, Davey's a good guy, and you know, we have a lot of really good coaches here in this area, and I would say that and be very biased in that, obviously. But you mentioned something about you know, being an assistant for all those years. And I wonder how much, not only that, but seeing what your dad did at Hampshire all those years, that had to influence you and your coaching style and what you do and help you develop the coach that Chris Lawson wants to be.
Absolutely. You know, there's, to me, and it's taken a while for me to really understand this, but there's so much more than just coaching on the court during games. managing, you know, people. That's you know, coaches, players, parents, you know, and like you're running a program, so to speak. And I think that is the part that when you talk about experience, and again, like I'm not perfect. Okay. So I'm not saying that at all, but it's hard. It's not easy. And for somebody that doesn't get the experience up front, maybe as an assistant coach, I think that makes things even more difficult at times. And so for me, I kind of wanted to be a head coach earlier. But looking at it now, and I had the last one I worked for, his name was Bubba Webster at Madison County, but he told me right before I left.
What's your plan to navigate the darkness?
He said, "You got plenty of time left to be a head coach." He said, "You know, there's no rush on that at all," and it really just put into perspective how valuable that time was. And then obviously with my dad, all those years. You know, I got a firsthand look at how to treat people. And, you know, I feel like that is something that no matter what the win loss column says ever, like I am going to treat people right. I'm going to treat kids right. You know, and I'm going to try to do things the right way as far as that goes.
We're talking with Chris Lawson, the new boys basketball coach at MTCS. I say new, you've had some time. Had some spring and and all that to work with the team. You said managing a program, and that made me think about the unique opportunity you have as the head coach at MTCS. Not only to have, of course, your handprint all over the varsity program, but you know you and most head coaches have JV and working those young kids, but I mean, you get to see kids fifth and sixth grade and then middle school. And that's really kind of what it has been at MTCS in terms of program. It's kind of looking at the future as well. That's a pretty unique thing that you get to do there.
It is. It's, you know, the word in my mind, it's a platform that comes to mind. To be able to, number one, grow and develop young basketball players, really all the way from we start at second grade, but all the way we start basketball at second grade at MTCS. But to be able to, you know, grow them and develop them in that aspect, but also to just have, you know, that influence of how we're going to do things, how we act in the hallways, how we, you know, what's important, our priorities and all of that, and it's really cool to be able to, you know, I walk down the hallway to lunch, and I pass through the middle school, and I see those kids, and can talk to them. Same thing for our high school guys; they can do the same thing, and see the elementary kids when you get to that part of the school. And it's a community right there on campus within a bigger Murfreesboro community. And so it's cool to kind of have that set up in that environment. I think it is a very unique opportunity to have a positive influence from a young age all the way up to, you know, when they graduate.
Coach, you were talking about how important it is or your time as an assistant and the work that assistants do, maybe it's kind of like being the offensive lineman on a football team. Maybe you don't get as much recognition, but it's very important. So I'm sure with that background, you've tried to surround yourself with some good assistants there.
I've been very fortunate. I want to get the best possible people around me that I can. So when I knew I was coming to MTCS and I got the job, I called a guy named Nick Watson. He had been an assistant coach at Oklahoma the last few years. They had a ton of success, but he's a Murfreesboro guy. Been there, you know, his whole life. I guess he's kind of lived in that area, his adult life. But he immediately, you know, he was on board. He wanted to come, and I knew he related well to kids. You know, and so that was a good pickup for us as far as, you know, just being able to relate them, and I knew that he had experience, and you need somebody, not that you won't take somebody new, but you need somebody with experience. You need somebody that when they see something, you know, the head coach doesn't always have to say, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. He just kind of naturally will do things. And I'm talking, we really tried hard to support football, volleyball, you know, and other sports in the fall. And he would show up and grill burgers, and I would go to the concession stand and try to help out in there. And, you know, just things like that. And then also picked up a couple guys that are in the Murfreesboro area, but they're Columbia, old Columbia contacts and basketball guys. DJ Ricks, you know, he works another job, but he's there, and he stayed over from last year's coaching staff. And then I picked up another guy named Waddell Williams, who played at a high level. He played at a high level in college, and then was fortunate enough to have a few years of professional ball overseas. So kind of having those guys with some basketball experience, but also some experience just dealing with basketball programs and coaching and understanding things helps a ton. Then I got to mention one more thing.
Yeah.
I hired on two young guys, Jackson Davis and Khalil Marshall, to kind of run the younger, you know, middle school. We have a fifth and sixth grade team, and just to kind of help there. And so they could get some experience, but also, you know, I could kind of be right there to help out and manage things, you know, that kind of thing. Well, Jackson Davis played for me at Cascade.
Oh, nice.
3 years, two sub-state teams. And so for him, this is the coolest thing for him to want to get into coaching and to want to be a part and to kind of take that step has been really, really rewarding, I think, on my end. I hope he sticks, you know, stays in it. It's definitely not for the faint of heart, for sure, but I hope he sticks with it and continues to grow and develop as a good young coach, and Khalil as well. So anyway, I had to mention them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just wait till we start those three game weeks here coming up in January. you know, and one final thing here, Coach. This MTCS boys program has been a proud program that has won lots of basketball games. Has, you know, even in the Division I era, made a trip to the Murphy Center, which is everybody's goal. In Division I, Division II, of course, getting to the state championship game. The last few years have not been to the standard, I wouldn't think, that MTCS would like to see out there. And, you know, my point is a program that's hungry and that gives you a lot of motivation and your kids a lot of motivation, I would think.
You hit it right on the head. The word you just mentioned, hungry, is, I'm not going to beat around the bush. That is exactly the way that it feels. From the time I walked in and met the guys and the people, from parents, staff, teachers, there's a hunger there to be competitive. And I feel like everybody that I've kind of dealt with so far and been involved with at MTCS is very, very realistic about kind of where the program, you know, was, where it is maybe, and kind of where they want it to go, what they want to see. And it's not just wins and losses. I mean, it's a culture thing, you know, just doing things the right way. And I've always been a firm believer in process. I feel like wins and losses will take care of themselves if you get the process right and if you get the right people around the program. And you know, you just, Nick Saban always said it best. You know, he said you get the right ones on the bus and the wrong ones off the bus. It'll go where you want it to go. And so that's kind of what we're working on right now. We're in that part of the process where we're trying to get, you know, the right folks involved and going in the right direction and we're going to have faith that wins and losses will take care of themselves if we continue to do things the right way.
Well, Coach, we look forward to talking with you on Saturday mornings. The next time we talk boys basketball will be December 20th and right before holidays and all that kind of thing. So we'll get into the nuts and bolts of what's been going on and some of the games. We wish you all the success. I believe we're coming out. I think the date is December 12th when you play PCA. Plan to broadcast those games. And so really looking forward to seeing you there and here on the Coach's Show. And following your program.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Chris Lawson, the head coach of Middle Tennessee Christian School Boys, joining us here on Cougar Corner. Don't forget, if you missed part of our interviews this morning with the girls and boys basketball coaches at MTCS, you can check the podcast. It'll be up shortly at WGNSSports.com or on our YouTube channel as well. Want to thank John Dinkins for taking care of the first part of the program and, of course, our producer, Dalton Barrett. We're going to be off this next Saturday for Thanksgiving break, and the following Saturday we'll have kind of hopefully some football conversation about a state championship appearance for somebody, and then back here with basketball talk on the 13th and 20th before the holidays. So that's kind of our schedule ahead. Have a great Saturday, everybody, and we hope you'll join us next time here on MTCS Cougar Corner.
Having all of you aboard with us.